Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and of course, I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. We're your hosts this morning, and it's Oracle Friday! Yay! I love Oracle Friday. We have a very, very special guest today, Dr. Reggie. I love when Dr. Reggie does readings. So listen, here's the deal. You call 914-338-0590 and press 1 on your telephone keypad so that you can ask Dr. Reggie a question. Listen, Dr. Reggie is a master teacher, a master or a major prophet. Rarely does Dr. Reggie tell you something that is going to come to pass and it doesn't happen. Secondly, he's very good with dates. He can give you dates. He can give you names. He's just phenomenal. What can I say? And I'm not saying it is because I'm his wife. Many of you who have had readings with him, you know he is really a gift from God. Today, what we're doing is we're allowing you to ask questions of the Oracle. We will give you a reading from the Oracle book, and then Dr. Reggie will provide an interpretation for you if you need it. I mean, sometimes these are so clear and so direct, you don't need the explanation. It just hits right on. So unless you press 1 on your telephone keypad, I will not know if you have a question for our master psychic, Dr. Reggie Johnson. Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our opening prayer this morning?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and the divine feminine energy of the goddess, we thank you for giving us birth on this planet and providing us with everything we need to make this life the one that's divinely ideal for us to live in these bodies at this time. Thank you for allowing us to be on the leading edge of a new dimension, a new frequency, a new emergence in time, space, and the energy of love and a cosmic frequency. We thank you for the power of interplanetary relationships with other beings, angels, and ascended masters. Move your hand at this time to give us wisdom and insight for those who really need it, who need a question answered that's from the heart and not as a carnival act. We take this thing very seriously and let them know that we do. If it's crazy and dismissive, it won't work anyway. We plant the seeds of love and peace and power and poise in their lives. And I believe it is so today and always, and so it is.
And so it is. So listen, you have to press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to ask Dr. Reggie a question. The queue is filling up, but I don't have many people pressing 1. So I'm telling you now, go ahead and press 1. I want to say good morning to our people in the chat room. If you have a question for Dr. Reggie, you can type it in the chat room, and I will try to get to you as well. So stick around, okay? Alrighty, so we're going to go to our first caller, area code 917. You're on the air this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tina. Who do you want to know? What man you want to know about this morning?
know, Michael?
Michael. What don't you know about Michael already?
I would like to know about Michael. Okay.
What do you want to know about? I have to have a specific question.
Okay. Where do you see our relationship going?
Where do we see this relationship going?
Yes. What's going on?
Your tea leaves show an anchor, so try a change of scenery.
Okay. Thank you.
You want to know what that means?
Yes.
Well, it means that, for one thing, Tina, the thing is, as long as you have Michael, you cannot have more than one person who loves you. Don't capture two people's hearts, because that can be very dangerous. When the tea leaves show that, it shows that scenery means not just change the scenery, change the whole scenario, the whole situation, because you're playing with human emotion and human lives, and you can't do that. When people get older and get wiser, they won't know what love is if you're playing with their hearts and playing with their minds. Because you like Michael for one thing and like the other one for something else, you cannot do that with somebody loving you. It's just
I'm only talking to one person.
Well, make sure it stays that way.
Okay.
If you take Michael seriously, make sure it stays that way. Because otherwise, you'll have a broken heart, he will, and he'll be turned off by love altogether. So what I want Michael and you to do is take this commitment that you have very seriously, that you guys have fallen in love and you love each other and not playing a game. It's not like something on a TV show or a movie. It's real life. So love each other that way, and God will bless the entire relationship and make it stick. Because you guys are making plans together and doing things, and sometimes Michael is in and out because he's not really sure. When you make him sure and he's sure with you, it's going to be a great relationship.
But we live at a distance, and he's kind of quiet a little bit. I'm not talking to anybody else.
I didn't say you were. You don't have to defend yourself. I didn't say you were. I just said stay with Michael and make him be the one.
Okay.
Okay? That's all. Where does he live?
What do you think? He lives in Delaware. I live in New Jersey. I am totally single.
Okay.
I don't know what else you're picking up. I'm not even going to go out.
Okay. I'm saying I believe you. I didn't say you were. I said don't.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, the hard thing about relationships is long distance. In order to make them work, you have to hear from him every day. Every single day you have to hear from him.
But he's being quiet, so that's why I was asking, what are you okay?
Well, that means you need to get him on his game, because if he's going to be quiet and not talk to you, let him know that I don't know what you're doing, Michael, when you're by yourself and we're a lot of miles away from each other, hundreds of miles away.
But he told me he doesn't really like talking on the phone.
Well, then bring your butt to where I am.
That's what I'm asking. What do you think?
If you want the relationship to last, I don't care what his psychology is. If he wants this to be a lasting relationship and loves you for who you are and not just a booty call, he needs to get over there where you are and demonstrate in person how much a man he is and how much he loves you. Otherwise, don't waste your time and don't waste his, and find someone who loves you where you are.
We haven't done anything. We've only been talking for like 8 weeks.
Okay. That's a good enough time, a good start. But then where's your relationship going? Do you want it to move forward?
Yes, he does. He does.
Do you want it to move forward?
Yes, I do. And that, when you're talking about changing scenery, he was talking about me moving down there.
Well, that's what I want him to do, because that's the whole thing, about changing the whole scene.
Yeah.
And the scene would be a much better scenery because you're in it.
But I think he was hurt recently.
That's too bad. We have to get over that and love him where he is and bless him. But you can't be his psychologist and his girlfriend. You just have to be the girlfriend right now and try to nurture him where he is, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's going to get better.
So you don't see anything else going on with him?
The tea leaf said that it feels like he is an anchor on you.
Which means he's dragging you down.
He's dragging you down. And
oh,
it's
no.
time for you, and it's time for you to change the scenery.
Either you go there, or he says where you are in the story.
Well, do you see the time frame of when he'll want us to do that, Ben?
No, because that's his own decision. It's free will. I can't make him do it. And I do see that the time for you and him to agree on the time for it to happen. I do see him moving closer to you, closer and closer. But you can't make him because he's so young and everything. He hasn't lived his life yet. So to be with you, that's an important thing. But his work, his ethics, making money, all things are very important to him as well. His future, if he wants you in it, he should come where you are. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. Area code 310, Pamela Malicious.
Hey, my East Coast family.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Tristan's here, too.
Ooh, so does Tristan want a reading, too, this morning?
Yes, he does.
Okay, let's start with Tristan.
Say good morning, Tristan.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. You have a question?
You have a question? Does Uncle Randy do?
Yeah.
Hey.
Tristan?
Well, we'll start with you, Pam.
Yeah, he had to go to the little boy's room.
Oh, you didn't have to make that announcement.
Well, he did. I thought you heard it. So I said, ugh.
What's your question?
Let's see. Dr. Reggie, just a general one for me, and I know Tristan has a specific question.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just ask a question because a general reading takes a long time. Just tell me one thing on your mind.
Okay. My focus, I guess, my purpose, you know, the path that I'm on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about the money, but I'm slowly but surely going toward, you know, the creativity part, the writing and the painting and all of that. And I'm trying to find out where to start.
Okay. Let's turn the Oracle book and see what happens.
To start writing the
Oracle
book.
Yes.
Do I just... Over painting, and over where I'm feeling the painting is.
It says you have the chariot card.
Hold on. I got to move the phone. I'm sorry. Okay, what did you say, Miss Cynthia?
You have the chariot card.
Can you hear that, Tristan?
You have the chariot card. Can you hear me now?
Oh, the chariot.
Uh-huh, which indicates victory over adversity.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And that's a very powerful tarot card because when you get that card, there's a person driving the chariot with stars behind them and sheets and horses with green eyes and one black and one white. It's about day and night, about energy being balanced and about travel through time and through space. And that right now, God has touched your life with the power of the Holy Spirit, and not for you to worry about the path that you're on, but to stay on the path in the right direction. There may be opportunities present, even at the church where you go, at Michael Beckwith's church, where women's groups are there and things like that, where your offerings can be very valuable and vital to you. So it's a very viable situation. You never know how it's going to turn out. Women's groups and stuff end up making you an expert at talking about women with kids or single parents, single moms. It's a very powerful thing. If they don't have it, you can create it, and it can be a moneymaker for you.
Okay. Wow.
There's all kinds of opportunities.
Okay.
And the difficulties they may be having, what you're doing, and how to use the energy of the Christ principle and the Christ mind and unity, which that church is all about, and truth to help bring their children up the right way, in spite of all the gangs and drugs and blah, 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 to get them to stop that before it gets worse. And you know the symptoms of it. So you're keeping your children in alignment in the frequency of God.
Well, that's beautiful. That's very beautiful. Thank you, both of you. Thank you, thank you. That's well received. Well
Absolutely.
Received. Thank you. And thank you, Spirit.
And Tristan has a question. He's going to stay in the bathroom forever?
What'd you say?
Is Tristan staying in the bathroom forever?
No, he's right here.
Tristan, ask me a question that's on your heart, please.
That's
and nothing
heart.
Is too bad or too wrong or too difficult. Just ask a question from your heart, okay?
Okay. I'm supposed to return my schoolwork tomorrow at 2:00, and I'm wondering if we should not tell the truth and say, well, it's not really not the truth. It is half of the truth, but say that I have an audition, but like.
But you know, the schoolwork is very important, you know that. And they're trying to help you balance two things. Balance your extracurricular activities, which is your acting and singing and rapping and dancing, with the academic portion of your life, too. They don't want you to get involved with all the acting and stuff and then not knowing how to read a contract or your royalty statements or all these things where people can take advantage of you and steal your money without you even knowing it. There are clauses and injunctions and everything in these contracts that people have made, like TLC made, sold 10 million records and didn't have a dime. That's the way it goes in the entertainment industry a lot. So they want you to be able to read and understand all these stipulations and contracts and stuff, okay? That's why it's important for you to understand that now, because you're young and fresh and ready, you know, to do this work. Always tell the truth. Always tell the truth. I don't care how it hurts. And take it and deal with it, because the truth will always win out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Will his teacher be okay? I mean, because he's a really cool teacher, his teacher, Mr. Page.
I think the teacher will understand. This man is a very powerful energy and very loving, believe it or not.
Yes, he is.
And understanding a lot of things. And he works with kids, even if they're troubled, he works with them and tries to understand them like a father. So, yes, he's very understanding.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's what Tristan was trying to get out, but, you know, I...
Right. It's okay, because you don't want to get the punishment. There's no punishment. There's only love. And see that all the time, Tristan. Only see love in everything God gave you. He gave you a great talent. I saw your movie, and it was fantastic. Especially, you're the lead star in the movie. It was on BET and everything. So when those things happen, you know, that's a blessing. Don't let your head get so big that you can't do your work. Always do your work.
Thanks.
And be grateful and humble as you go through this life process, okay? It's going to be fine. You're going to be good. You are a great kid, and people will begin to see how beautiful you really are on the inside and the outside. So be truthful and not be afraid.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Thank you, Cynthia.
All right.
We love you guys.
We love you, too.
Love you, too.
We love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller, Dr. Reggie. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Oh, it's Miss Susie. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been so busy. I'm the busiest girl that doesn't work.
You've got a new grandbaby. That's probably keeping you busy.
Well, actually, my daughter just moved to Alabama with her, with the baby and the baby's dad. Yeah, I don't know whether they'll actually stay there, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And I'm getting to see I am getting to see my other three grandchildren.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the three boys. So I got to see them the other day, and that was a whole lot of fun because I just wanted to, you know, sit there. I've missed so much that I just like to sit there and observe them running around and doing what they do and making my son crazy, which is a good thing.
Payback, huh?
Yes, yes, it is. So, you know, and I wanted to, I really have been wanting to get to that Open Mind Center because I really enjoy it. It's got a beautiful, wonderful energy, and there's a lots of great things happening there.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's a beautiful place, and Dr. Reggie is teaching there every Thursday night. He's getting ready to start Mystery School. There's limited space. We're only taking 12 students, and it's filling up pretty quickly. So if you're interested in Mystery School, and I guess I should share that with the audience, you know, if you're in Atlanta and you want to take a class under Dr. Reggie for Mystery School, it starts next month, and there are five modules for Mystery School. This is the first module. Each module is lasts for 3 months, and he's doing it on Thursday evening. So if you're ready to get to the next level in your spiritual growth, I totally, totally recommend it. It will set you free. So do you have a question for the Oracle this morning?
Hi. Yes, I do. I'm open to what spirit, the message that spirit has for me. Dr. Reggie knows is going to be guided to where it needs to go.
Okay, I know he likes to have a specific question, but what do you want
me
to do?
For me, he knows.
Okay, so all right, hold on. Let me see what the oracle says for you this morning. Okay, so you have drawn the Jack of Hearts from the playing card deck.
Well, of course.
So that means don't plan ahead.
Oh, okay.
Okay? If it's meant to be, it will just happen.
Okay, yes. Absolutely.
And I believe these indications show that it must be meant to be, because the energy is coming closer and closer and more comfortable with seeing you and more comfortable with seeing you and more comfortable with seeing you, because now it's attraction. And
you're
the energy of attraction
right.
is coming closer and closer, and it's a good thing. And that energy means that it's becoming more powerful. Not that you're trying to hurt anybody or harm anything, but you know that this energy is already there, and it cannot be resisted. If it's meant to be, like the cards say, then it will be. But don't force it. Just simply allow it to unfold. Allow it to happen magically. And there's nothing more magical than true love.
There's nothing more
Let
magical
it happen
than
on
that.
Its own. Let it happen. Don't force anything, and be grateful all the time.
I am, and we already know that.
Because now there's eye contact, and he feels the eye contact, and he feels the passion with the eye contact. Did that happen recently?
Oh, yes. Every time we speak, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's there. So hold on to your seatbelt or your garter belt, whichever comes first, and be grateful. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. It really will.
It will, because you and Cynthia have already experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia are the perfect example of true love and partnership.
I believe you, because we've been together 25 years, and it feels like it happened yesterday. And I love Cynthia more than you can even imagine, and it's an incredible gift. And it gets more magical every day. It freaks me out. I'm really happy about that, because, you know, everybody can find true love, but some people are not open. They want it to be their way or the highway. And you have to allow people to be who they are, where they are, and God will do the rest.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very happy, you and Cynthia, that you have that.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Seeing you together is just a beautiful thing.
It is. And I hope I see you very soon.
Yes, I hope to see you too, hon. Love to you both, and yes, I will take I'm going to check that Open Mind Center and see what the schedule is and see when you're going to be there.
Very good.
It's Thursdays now, so okay.
All right.
Very good.
And we'll talk
Thank
to you soon,
you.
Susie. right, baby.
Okay, I love you both. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so listen, if you want to have a reading from the Oracle this morning, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. Our call-in number is 914-338-0590. Hey, Dr. Reggie, can you tell us a little bit about your class, upcoming class for Mystery School?
The modules are very powerful. The first part of the module deals with consciousness, God consciousness, and what that means to you. Really, it's inside of you, as Christ said, that the kingdom of heaven is within. We talked about that the first month, identifying who that is, that vital force in you. If the kingdom of heaven is within, a king must reside in the kingdom. And that means God lives in you and operates in you as you. So an individual part of God breathed into you and you became a living soul. That living soul has many components, and you only use a little bit of those components, and you need to use a lot more. Even science has proven that we use only 10% of the brain. Well, we have a lot more to offer than that, and spirit and soul. That's one module, and it goes on for 3 months. And then we have the second module dealing with a higher consciousness of earth magic and shamanism and those kind of frequencies and things you don't see, the invisible forces of the elements of earth, air, fire, and water, and the living creatures that live in each one of those elements. And we're going beyond that to a more galactic experience, out of space, of where we came from and what galaxy, the Arcturian galaxy, the Orion galaxy, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Ashtar Command. All these things are very powerful, and people don't tell you this. In fact, the Mystery School was created because of the hidden mysteries of the arcana, the hidden truth, the occult truth about our being. Even Jesus was a part of the Essenes, the underground group that allowed women and men to coalesce and be together, understand the mysteries of life. He told his public one thing and his disciples something else. There were only 12 people that were allowed to be in the Mystery School. So there you go. There's a lot more things you want to discover on the Infinite Journey site, on the website, Infinite Journey. If you go there, everything is already set up, the classes, the payments, everything, the application fees, all there. It explains all the courses, all the modules. So if you get a chance, you can call us at 800-401-8129, and we'll give you more information about it. Or we'll send you stuff, give us your mailing address, we'll do that too. Either way you want it, we'll do that. So please get an opportunity, because it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. People who graduated are blown away. They just love it. And they see more into their own faith. And now it makes sense to them how a lot of the Christian principles they didn't understand before have not been revealed and made clear to them. So I tell you, it's something you've never experienced before. It's going to blow your mind. If you get a chance to attend, please do so. If you can only do one module, do that one. But you'll be blown away. No matter how you do it, you want to experience for the year, though, because that's the most important thing.
That first module is really extremely powerful. It really is. It wakes you up to how powerful you are. That first module really just turned my life around completely. All righty, so listen, I've got all these people sitting here. Do you want a reading this morning? You have to press 1. I don't know. Okay, there we go. Area code 917, you're on the air this morning.
Good morning. This is Ellen, and I'm calling for an oracle reading.
Okay. Hold on, do you have a specific question?
No, I'll let the guides decide what I should hear.
Okay. Listen to the psychic. Avoid it like the plague.
No, that's
wow.
Very powerful.
Hold on.
That's very powerful.
Powerful. Because a lot of times, when you're on this wonderful path that you're on right now, you have your guides and your angels, especially Michael, come to you all the time. And there's lots of things that come to you in dreams and in contemplation. And in your writings, things come to you. You go, oh, my God, is that me? Yes, it's you. You're learning to grow and ascend in your energy right now. People notice a difference in you because you're not the same person you were before. You're growing now, and this is a new emergence for the 21st century. You're learning to accelerate your evolution on this plane at this time. Many people will think you odd or strange, but they don't understand. You're really in your truth, and great things are about to happen to you and unfold. Not just money, or not just money-wise, or not just love, not just kids. All those things are great. But God has a specific energy for you because this one huge energy called God, the infinite mind, the infinite source, is giving you a lot of things in your life right now and opening your path to unusual circumstances and things that are going to help other people, to help them live their lives in a greater way.
That's quite a message. It sounds wonderful. And by the way, I had dreams last night about gifts being given to me. They were all wrapped up, so I don't know what they were, but, you know, it's kind of like consistent with what you said.
Mm-hmm. PowerPoint. There's a lot of things happening right now with crystals and stones. You're being drawn to a lot of things you did last time in your other lifetimes in Atlantis. You're learning how to do healings, major special healings, and how to do prayers for people that work. And God is dispensing this information through your crown chakra. So it'll all come back to you and all be very clear to you now.
Wow. Well, I will let you know how that progresses.
Okay, absolutely. Are you writing a book or thinking about writing a book? Please do so.
Yes. I've had this thought for a couple of years, and now I thought it would be two separate things, but now I'm figuring out a way to integrate the two together.
Exactly. To make it combined, because you're going to help a lot of people.
Wow.
Okay. You're on a special mission.
Mission impossible, maybe. Okay,
no,
anyway.
It's mission very possible.
Oh.
And you'll be doing speaking and lectures before people and everything. You'll be surprised what impact you have on people. It really is. It's good for you.
Well, thank you so much. What a wonderful way to start Friday and the weekend.
Very good. You have a beautiful weekend and a very blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right.
Powerful. Yes, I'm still here. That's why I didn't. My mic was muted. Thank you for asking. Somebody's awake. Listen, if you. Oh, she still. She can't hear anything. They can't hear anything. Can you hear Dr. Reggie? Can you hear Dr. Reggie?
Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me, Cynthia? They can't hear me. All right, so here. Area code 301. Just tell them area code 301.
Area code 301.
Dr. Reggie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear both of y'all.
Okay, you can hear both of us. Is it Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Is Anthony hearing me?
Can you hear both of us?
I hear both of you all, so I was just letting you know I can hear both of you all now. I could
hear
both. Very good. How are you?
Fine. How are you all?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I guess I'm on, you can just give me a basic meeting.
A basic thing? Okay. Anthony, just a horrible book. You keep just a basic thing for Anthony. Breathe in and breathe out. And the Oracle says...
The Lover's card.
Ooh, you picked the Lover's card. Uh-oh.
It implies that you cannot avoid it.
Is what? I got an echo. Okay. Say it again.
What is that noise up there? That you cannot avoid.
It implies that you cannot avoid it.
You can't avoid it.
Oh, you can't avoid it. Okay.
Love was in your life
at one time. And no matter who it was or where it was, that was the past, and you have to get over the past because you know what? You have a lot more to offer and a lot more to give, and you are a very powerful being. You have to learn to reconstruct yourself in your mind and your life that love is meant for you. Never give up. You have a mission in life. to do all these wonderful earthbound energies. In the past, you were a shaman. You were in charge of a lot of people as a nation. You did great things magically, and they all worked for healing, for love, and protection. And now, in this lifetime, whoever the person was, if it broke your heart or whatever, now it's time to move forward and thank God for the lesson that you learned for this particular thing. Now it's time to say, you know what, I've learned this lesson, I've grown from this experience, and now it's time for me to learn something new. I welcome and offer and attract the love of my life to come into my life at this time. I'm not going to bring up the scenario of the last time if it didn't work, because that will recreate the experience all over again and again and again and keep me in the same place again and again and again. So no more of that. We're now going to learn to attract wealth, love, prosperity, and abundance in your life right now. Now is all you have. And believe it is so, so that it can be.
So it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you are going to write a book about shamanism and earthbound things and totem animals and all that stuff, because it's going to have an impact that you won't believe. This is your natural calling.
I just woke up off a dream that I was traveling. And there was others that were traveling with me, behind me. But we were traveling.
You're traveling in your sleep, too, in your dreams. Astral traveling is very powerful. In fact, that's a part of the transdimensional mind. And we have so many dimensions as a multidimensional being ourselves. We travel through different times and spaces without even moving. Lao Tzu, the great Chinese philosopher, said the same thing. I accomplish all things by doing nothing, because he was contemplating all the time, like Buddha and people like that. They travel and get things done on the astral plane and fight off things on the astral plane. And that's these movies and motion pictures they're showing about people fighting demons. And all that. They're doing that astrally, but they are protecting people on the physical plane so that these astral entities will not break through the veil and come here. So we're very blessed. And you're one of those warriors that did this in the past and for healing. So accept your mission and know that God is protecting you and puts a holy shield around you in terms of your money, your finances, and your love. There's nothing stopping you except your own mind. And we live in the mind of God. So nothing is impossible.
What does traveling backwards mean? Is there was a point in the travels where I was traveling literally backwards. I was traveling, but I was looking back, and the vehicle was aimed backwards, but I was still traveling.
Right. You're always traveling, believe it or not, in this dimension and others, like I said. And everything in time seems the same. It's like you're moving but not moving, but you are. You really are making progress. And accept it. And when you have a question for the higher self, the higher sensory perception in mind, ask them, as Jesus even said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock. And it spells ask. When you ask a question, they will give you an answer in mind, because that's how they communicate telepathically in your mind.
Well,
they're with us all the time. They're with us all the time. And there's no accidents and no coincidence. It's real. There's synchronicity.
Well, I plugged into a tree yesterday and I hugged it, one of the old trees on the farmland that I go to. And of course,
you know what? That's very powerful, too. It is, because you know what, trees carry the energy of the nymphs and the forest creatures and stuff like that, and then we're one with them.
Yes.
And it gives you life, because trees give you life. Even when they die, they come back to life with more leaves than they had before. So they're eternal, and they give you life. You know, pine trees, if you breathe the energy of pine tree, it extends your life on Earth.
Mm.
We give them carbon dioxide, and they give us oxygen. We need oxygen to live. So it's good thing you're doing it. You're doing things naturally that comes from the earth, like I told you before. So that's a part of your book.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt powerful energy too, because we're the sacred circle right in the middle. They're missing that tree. So that tree, that circle created a vortex. But this is the oldest tree inside that sacred circle.
That's
vortex.
Right.
So Very powerful.
That's right. And a vortex is a doorway to another dimension.
Hmm.
But if you open a vortex, you have to know how to close it, because if you don't, oh, God, all habit could break loose. So I've seen that before, too.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, we love you, Anthony, this morning. We love you and love everybody listening wanting to call in, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Love you.
You belong in the mystery school.
I do. I do.
I know. Let me go fix this thing. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. What are you asking?
I'll go take a drink.
Okay. We'll go to my next caller now, Anthony, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right. Area code 347. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Rich. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. My phone is not working too well.
Your phone is not working too well?
No, I don't. Can you hear me pretty good?
I can hear you. I don't know if Cynthia can or not. She can't hear anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not working too well. But
yeah, it's not you. It's her headphones and other equipment. It's crazy stuff. I can hear you, though.
Okay. So, Dr. Hedges, I'm going to ask you. I feel like I'm in transition.
Now I can't hear you because other noises are beeping in here. It's the patient line. Okay, let's see what's going on. Okay. All right, now go ahead.
Yes, I feel like I'm in transition, and I know that, you know, that's always, but specifically, I know I don't have the clarity in the direction. I mean, I know that.
Know what I've been doing, but I'm wondering if I can move the location geographically. Did you say geographically? Yes. Because it's hard. Your phone is breaking up now. You said something about if you're in the right direction, and I heard geographically.
Right. And I want to know, in terms of, you know, my work, should I be moving in to a different geographical location?
Okay. Let's use this Oracle book says about the geographic location.
Okay.
Yeah. What does it say, Cynthia?
Gemini,
the sign of the twins.
Assures
you can talk your way into it, which means if you decide no matter where you go, of course you know there you are. Your geographical experience really has very little to do with it in terms of vibration. But where you are, you cause the vibration to be different. Why? Because you're filled with light and love, and it's positive. And as the law knows, every positive thought neutralizes or negates a negative one. So where you go, you shine your light, and you'll always be very powerful. And nothing can stand against you, because God is for you.
Thanks, Dr. Brett.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. You're the angel. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you very soon. If you have another question, you can always call back. But right now, I'm feeling good energy for you right now. It feels great.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, area code 770. Good morning. 770. Do you know your area code? 770. No response. Area code 832.
Greetings, Hotep.
Greetings, Hotep. How are you?
I'm good. This is Warren calling from Houston, Texas.
Okay, wow. Houston, Texas. It's fantastic. What's on your mind today? The one question, Warren.
Well, I have a question concerning my finances. Pretty much, is there an opening pretty soon? I've been attacked financially, I guess, pretty much for the last 15 years.
Mm.
People that know me, they've been around me marvel at how I've, you know, suffered and been through what I've been through and still able to maintain.
Right.
And go through. I'm going to have very positive energy, but the lacking of finances, you know, kind of like keep that where I can from operating the things that I have within me. So it's like locked in me as
right.
opposed to trying to get things out of me, because something has, even when I get something together, get it up, something out of nowhere knocks it down or destroys it.
Oh, my God. Let me look in the Oracle book and see what that says about your finances and what's going on.
What does it say here? Can it turn something I can do with the energy? I can't read that.
The tea leaves have formed a clover indisputably. Yes.
Which means, oh, my God, it says the tea leaves have formed a clover, which means indisputably, yes. There is an energy that's not healthy. And it feels like to me, Warren, that it's female energy that wants to attack the finances for something that happened in the past that wasn't happening for her. So she's using dark magic to try to influence your finances, and you, it feels very thick and very real. But I tell you what you need to do is know that God is the source of everything, not just a job, not just your business. And that's just one energy source. But God is the main source, and God ain't broke. I'm not kidding. And you're his child. Even though you're a grown man, he loves you. He created you in his mind. He thought about you as an idea to come on this planet, not to be poor and suffering and be cursed by anybody or influenced by anybody negatively. So what you want to do is, if you get a chance today, purchase a brand new green candle. And put one drop of olive oil on the candle and think about your finances, why you did this business in the first place, why you wanted this to happen in the first place, who you're trying to help, and what is your intention. And I guarantee you after 7 days, you're going to blow your mind, because you know what? It sets up a physical ritual as a prayer that you believe that beyond this energy, beyond this time and beyond this space, no one has the power to invoke or evoke evil against you. And when God is with your finances, nothing can attack you. I don't care what they try to do. You win every time, and they don't understand why. Because you are a power source to be dealt with. Because you believe in a power higher than yourself that's inside of you. You burn this candle as an indication that my finances will not be attacked or spoken over negatively by anybody. By black magic thoughts, black magic intentions, black magic slugs, black magic lines, it has no effect on me. Even with blood from somebody using energy against me will not prevail. I have a mission here on earth, and it will be done no matter what. Burn that candle in 7 days. I guarantee you, you'll call me back and tell me how things have turned around with no attack. Because I'm linking my energy to yours, soul to soul, with that candle as a viable conduit. So burn the candle when you get it and anoint it with olive oil, one drop, all over the candle, especially the wick. Cut the wick down a little bit to about 3 inches so the candle will burn longer. I guarantee you the first couple of days, you'll see and feel the difference.
Okay.
Try it.
Right.
I've had many people call me back. Yes, it's wild. People call me back all the time. Tell me, guess what happened? I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so I know where to I have no place being in a predicament, none whatsoever.
And, right.
That's kind of a hard pill to swallow when you know who you are.
That's right.
Dealing with things that you can't, that try to keep you bound up and wrapped up.
They try, but you know what? With your energy field and your energy of enlightenment, nothing can stop that. You are bound by the blood of the Christ energy, and it's going to be perfect for you. I guarantee you. But please do that ritual for me and burn the candle and anoint it. And know that that's the reason you started this business and do your finances in the first place. You're helping people. That's why you did it.
It's true.
As well as yourself.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah. Okay?
All right.
And
well, thank
I can't
you
wait to
that.
Hear what happens. Okay, absolutely. It's going to be exciting.
I've heard
this before. It's fun. It really is. And it's about a joy. You're doing things to improve the quality of life for yourself and for the world. So good luck to that. And I know it's going to be perfect for you. Please
okay.
keep me informed. Okay.
I will definitely do that.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All
Oh, area code 404 in the Atlanta area, 404. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is LaDonna. Good morning, Cynthia and Reggie. How are you?
LaDonna, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nothing in particular I want to ask. It's just if you see anything positive or just a reminder of what I need to be doing.
Okay. Let's read the book, the Oracle book, and see what LaDonna needs to be doing, what she needs to be doing. No particular question, just a little thing. I keep getting the Gemini all the time. This one says, Aries, the sign of the ram, propels you forward, a positive outcome. Wow, that's a good sign. The ram is red. Energy means power anyway, and the ram is moving forward. Aries is a very powerful sign. It's the first one in the zodiacal configuration. And whatever you're doing, don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back, they're saying, because Aries is very positive. All my favorite female singers are Aries. Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, they're all Aries because they know you cannot look back. You go through things, but you can't go backwards. You always move progressively forward. And it's going to be a good thing for you. You are stepping in the right direction no matter what happens. Learn to trust your steps. Trust the goddess that you're talking to. Trust the energy and perfect love and perfect trust. Remember, by the reed you must in perfect love and perfect trust. You can't enter the circle, even with a knife at your throat, without love and trust, knowing that you are going to be protected no matter what happens. Your finances are spoken over with a blessing. Your journey is spoken over with a blessing. Your relationship is spoken over with a blessing. And you are destined and bound to meet the love of your life. It will be a miracle story. And it's meant for you, only for you, because God loves you so much. He loves you so much. And the energy of the goddess is blessing you all the time. And everything you do, even your animals, everything. Look how old your kitty cat is and gives you all that love and respect and honor. That's a lesson to act like Stormy. No matter what happens, you are binding the energy of nature and walking in the flow of life. It's meant for you. And LaDonna, you're one with nature of every kind. And God is going to bless you in every direction. You're going to have so many blessings. You'll be so happy. Money is no problem. Health is no problem. Everything is now clearing up. Trust it.
Yes, I do.
Weight is no problem. There's no addiction to anything. It's only you and making choices, smart choices, and knowing that God is blessing you in every direction.
Thank you so much for the full piece of clarity and for the acknowledgement of the color red. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, we'll take a quick break and be right back. The Open Mind Center is your all-inclusive home for instructive programs, wellness services, and products intended to heal your body, nourish your soul, and awaken your spirit. The Open Mind Center provides wellness and bodywork services such as yoga, massage therapy, energy healing, intuitive consultations, reflexology, and hypnosis. We also offer classes and workshops and house a holistic gift shop and bookstore, a tea room with free Wi-Fi, and a meditation room. At the Open Mind Center, we offer such a vast array of classes, activities, and services. You can meet all of your holistic health and spiritual wellness needs right under one roof. Less traveling for the body, more journeying for the soul. Conveniently located at 1574 Old Alabama Road in Roswell, near the Holcomb Bridge exit on Georgia 400. Visit our website at www.theopenmindcenter.com or call 678-243-5074. The Open Mind Center. A place to be, a way to be. Okay, we're back. If there's anyone else who has a question, I'm going to go through my Oracle book and then expound on it. So please press 1 on your keypad, so we can do this thing right, okay? And start your weekend off with a blast. Area code 617. Wow.
Hi, Dr. Reggie. I am an Aries.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something? What's your first name?
This is Annette. How are you?
Annette, how are you?
Good. I can't stay away from your show. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a good thing. Don't be sorry about that. We're happy about that. But you can't stay away. We love it. We don't want you to stay away.
Every time you speak or when Cynthia speaks, you have a message for me. I just can't. It's like I
oh, my God. Isn't that something?
It just
you have
really,
a special question,
really Annette? Me. What's that, honey?
You have any special question or anything or just
I just wanted, you know, I'm feeling really, for the first time in many, many years, I'm really feeling strong.
Oh, you're feeling strong now?
Yeah, I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling.
Well, that's a good sign. That's a very good sign. Let's see what the oracle says. The psychic foresees unexpected travel related to the question. So. I bent over, and this thing makes me crazy. The psychic sees travel for you. And also it means this. The strength you're feeling right now is very powerful. You may be traveling by air or by water.
Mm. Okay.
Coming up in the summer. And it's a good thing for you. It's a very powerful thing. You're going to feel even stronger because there'll be people that you meet and interface with that are going to increase that strength to do what you have to do.
Wow.
Whether you're writing articles, doing readings, doing Reiki healing, whatever you're doing
mm-hmm.
on the spiritual side is going to make you stronger. There's a quantum energy and cosmic one floating over in your direction, filling your crown chakra with lots of dispensation from God. So stay in the flow of the energy sequence, and you're going to be amazed at how your life changes, how God is always blessing you. There are no regrets, no remorse at all, and everything is becoming brand new.
Wow, that's very good. I want to say something. I hope I didn't disrespect you when I called you honey.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
I didn't mean
I
that, Cynthia.
No. We never don't look at things disrespectfully. We always know that everybody is who they are individually. We love you.
Right.
It's all from a construct of love. It's never from a place of, you know, a negative behavior or anything like that. We don't do that. We don't judge.
Yeah. But I'm just feeling, empowered. I'm feeling that I now have a voice.
Yes.
I can speak my truth and just, wow, I don't know what
happened. And help other people, too. You know that? You are a blessing to help other people. And you will be speaking before them.
Wow.
You will be speaking before them, and they will have all eyes on you because they will pay attention to every word that comes out of your mouth as a holy sacrament to their ears to let them learn and grow and be empowered. You're passing on the gift of empowerment and enlightenment. Always know that's a part of your soul construct anyway.
Yes, that it is. That it is. Beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Thank you so, so very much. And
oh, my God, you're so
you
very welcome. We love
you
as a spirit, too. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Many,
thank
many
you.
Blessings.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, area code 757.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
This is Deanna. I've called in before.
Deanna?
I
love that. I remember that name, too. I remember because I was thinking, well, you're the goddess.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, I really just wanted to know, see, what messages you have for me, like what's coming up. My husband came back from a business trip in Maine. He had been gone since January. And we moved in a new house. And, you know, it seemed, and we got married in November. So it seems like, you know, he's been getting blessed, just blessed, you know, job opportunities and even a new one on the side. You know,
right?
And I have a business, and you know, I'm trying to make more money. I'm trying, you know, I have a salon, and I don't know what can you tell me about just a little bit of those things.
Okay. Well, right now, this in the Oracle book, it says that you've drawn the Ten of Cups. Is this what you really want? It means this. You're not competing with your husband, your new
no.
husband.
No. No.
I didn't say you were. I said this, you're not competing. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I just said no, you're not. I didn't say you were. I said no, you're not.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at him as a blessing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's getting even more blessed as he does his work. Now, in the meantime, your salon can grow exponentially. When you see people in those chairs getting beautiful, you're making them more beautiful, you're making them feel good about themselves. Your intention is launched around the perimeter. Sprinkle cinnamon on the front door. It sounds crazy, but where the front door is, where it opens, sprinkle cinnamon. It creates a barrier. Cinnamon on earth represents the fire of God. The angel responsible for that is called U-R-I-E-L, Uriel. Ask Uriel to bless that salon. And
okay.
You'll be surprised what happens because great things are about to happen.
Really? What can you do you see?
And I see people coming in that place and being crowded and waiting for appointments for months because there's so much power in there. I told one person that, and they're doing it right now. And they're so happy they came to me. This guy cried. I said, oh, don't cry. His family had to get involved because there was so much business. And now they're thriving very well right here in Georgia, in Sewanee. And so I was amazed right outside of Atlanta. He's doing so well. So you can, too. You have to see that already.
Yeah.
You're projecting it.
Yeah. Do you feel like I know this my whole business, but I'm talking about as far as me personal, you know, me being a stylist myself, do you see more people coming in soon?
I do, and that's what I want you to do, because you know what? This is called projection. When you project all these people, I don't care how many chairs there are in the salon, see them filled. See the place filled because, you know, with all these people working for you, you know, all this money rolling in, but you're making people feel good about themselves, their hair, their nails, everything. And see it all the time. Oh, my God, I'm so busy. What am I going to do? See that and feel it right now. And guess what? God will do the rest.
Okay. Okay. And my husband's supposed to be having like a reception in August.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we just moved, and we have two kids, and we have the business. So, and we're trying to just catch up and be comfortable, you know, in the things that we need and want. And
guess what? That's what you want. That's a desire. And guess what? Every desire is a prayer. Every desire you have is a prayer. And God knows you're not doing it for something evil. It's always for good. So, therefore, it will be granted based on your belief and based on your faith. It will be granted.
Okay, so you do see the reception going on in August.
Not only do I see the reception going on, I want you to see the reception being fabulous. The best reception ever, the best dinner, the best love, the best complimentary relationship between you and your husband and these kids. You have to see it because it's not my reception, it's yours. I want you to see it.
Mm-hmm. I see it. It's just nervous.
That's all we need. That's all we need, because that way you're agreeing with me in faith, and you're planting a seed for the best reception ever. And make sure you take lots of pictures, and I want to see them online.
Okay. Is there any other messages I should hear about the people that was working in the shop? I have three people that's there, but one of them is trying to do hair. Any messages?
You know what? She's learned. She came from a different place, and she's learning a lot of things, a lot of skills. She wants to do a lot of other things too, but you know what? Right now, she's got to keep her focus, so she won't lose anybody. So the energy in the place can all be the same, on the same energy line. Success, success, success. Okay.
Okay.
And don't make her wrong. Tell her she's doing a great job. Continue to do this, or something more and more conditioned.
No, actually, it's a guy. It's a guy.
Okay.
It's a young boy, and then it's two females. But he's an assistant, and the two stylists are, you know, females. And sometimes I just feel like, you know, I don't know if I'm being talked about or, you know.
None of those things matter. That doesn't matter because The only thing that matters to you is that you're doing a great job and the salon is thriving. That's it. Because people in salons talk all the time. They gossip. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but, you know, it's something when, you know, I don't want to have them uncomfortable with me or me being uncomfortable in my establishment. You know what I mean?
Right. But that's okay. You know what? Get that vibration away from you then. Speak only truth about your place and see love in your place. If you don't, it's going to cause disharmony. You don't want that. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can do it. You're in charge.
I think I'm okay, though. I think that's
okay.
Okay.
That's exactly
Thank
right.
You.
Okay,
yeah.
She's moving to the next caller. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 216, I believe that is.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Ebony.
Ebony.
Yes, this is my first time calling, and I am a Virgo.
Like my wife, Cynthia, she's a Virgo, too. And what's your question? You have one specific question?
Well, basically, right now in my life, I'm in a, I would say, to me, a hard place, not a very good place. And I have some drastic decisions to make. And also, I wanted to know just, you know, where my life is heading relationship-wise, financially. I'm just wondering.
Okay, let me see. I just draw the card that says, you've selected the Ten of Cups. It will prompt someone from the past to reappear. Uh-oh. Which means somebody in your past, it could be your past in your love life, your past.
Mm-hmm.
They want, or they may have already tried to come back into your life, and you're saying no. And everybody who is in your life, your love life, for whatever reason, no matter where it is, don't be disgruntled about it. Say, you know what? There's a lesson here that I had to learn about relationships. And thank you, God, for showing me the difference of what a bad relationship is and what a good one is. I now release these people out of my life that harm me and cause me no good. I release them in love because if I don't, it will repeat the same thing all over again. I don't know if you're living the same thing over and over and over. So now I release these people to be who they are. I've learned a major lesson. To love myself and to be in love the right way. So I can no longer attract these idiots that don't do anything to help me.
I'm just saying you
terms
didn't
of,
you hit the nail on the you hit the nail on the head.
Yes, and also this, in terms of finances, money is energy. That's all it is. We are energy and we vibrate to a certain level. When you vibrate to something that you really want in your life, really, really want in your life, to help your life be smoother and easier, God does not want you to suffer. The universe has your back. You are vibrating at a frequency to say, oh, I'm so glad money's coming into me. I have it. I see things that I want to have. It's getting better for me. If you keep coming from a place of, oh, I need this money. I need it. I need to work. I need to figure it out. I need to. No, no, you don't. Allow the universe to provide you with what you need. It works every time. The last lady on the line was from California, and she talked about that. And now she tried to get a job. It didn't work. And God always provides her for what she needs, even though she wants more. She gets everything without a job for years. Can you imagine? So he will take care of you. He understands what you need. But your part is to do this, to accept it and allow it. It will come to you. If you want a job with more money, see that job in your life. See the skill sets that you have to provide to make it better for you. With corporations and companies, when you can show them what you've done to increase their bottom line, they will give you raises and promotions all the time because you show them how you bring their money. That's why they're in business, to make money. You're there to collect money and to make your life better. So it's equal exchange for energy. There's always an equal exchange for energy. Like for this program, somebody gave a donation. I was so happy because they made a subscription and gave a donation. I pray for them all the time because they want to be blessed, because they blessed us to continue this work. So the same thing with you. Whenever there's a need, I tell people to plant a seed. Help somebody else who can't help themselves. God will always reward your heart because you're giving something from yourself.
And another thing I wanted to ask, like with you said that somebody's trying to come back in my life and I'm saying no.
Right.
I have two situations where two people has left my life. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not in like a good mood towards either one of them.
Right, exactly. Because you know they don't have what you need. And they're very selfish, both of them, in their own way.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And some of them, and they were both damaged as kids. So it's time to move on to find the perfect man in your life, and I do mean man in your life, who wants to be responsible for his actions and for everything else that he does for you, to love you and cherish you and respect you right where you are as a lady who wants to do things in her life to bring the quality of life better for him and yourself. God will answer that prayer. He will.
Yes.
But don't force it. Don't rush it. Just allow it to unfold naturally, and your prayers will be answered.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, area code 571.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I am doing good, thanks.
And your first name?
My name is Dee. I spoke to you before.
Oh, okay.
And my question is, I just got laid off 2 weeks ago, trying to see exactly what you're picking up.
Okay, you just got laid off 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
What am I picking up? Let's see, it says, the tea leaves have taken on an oval shape. Success begins with positive thoughts. Wow, which means even though you got laid off, that was a good thing because, you know, when Cindy was laid off, she was all despaired and just blown away. Oh, my God, it took her 4 years. Now she's working again, you know, which she doesn't like that either too much. But you know what? She feels like some part of your freedom is taken away. But that's for you to learn a major lesson about gratitude and appreciation of where you are. Even though you added a very valuable service to these people where you were at this job, and there are people saying things that were not true or try to blame you for certain things that are not true at all, or you don't know what you're doing, oh, blah, blah, all that's not true. None of that is. That's all these negative energies that come into place to make somebody else feel like they're the ones that's over you, and that's crazy. You're more intelligent. But the thing is, they do this to little pixie kind of people. They can pay them less money and do more work because they just came out of school or whatever. It doesn't matter. The thing is that's important is that you are learning a valuable lesson to work on your own outside of the workforce. God is going to give you an idea, as you are always creating and always have ideas, to do something better than the J-O-B, just over broke, can ever do for you. You know? And that's the power you have. They always try to give you a little bit of money just to come back. Gasoline, travel, dry cleaning clothes, washing clothes, doing this, domestic, all this other stuff, just to get you back there. It's never enough money anyway. It's never enough. You want luxury. You want wonderful extravagance. God has that for you. Like I said before, God ain't broke.
Right.
And
the
powerful energy is, He provides everything with everything in the universe. These trees, they bear the brand new leaves. The beautiful puffy clouds come out every day. The rain is always abundant. The sun is always abundant on everybody who lives on this planet. Everybody gets sunshine and rain and everything else. So there's no lack for anything. If he does all that for the universe, imagine what he can do for you. And you're the highest thinking animal on the planet. Money, under the law of attraction, will always come to you. Think of it as energy. What you want to do with your life. Your life is very important and beautiful in the sight of God. Make that happen. Being laid off means I don't belong there in the first place. They're not ready for me. I'm too valuable. And they don't appreciate it, but it's okay. I bless you anyway in spite of your ignorance. And
yeah,
I'm moving on and moving upward.
The thing about it, I don't know, I'm not despaired. I feel good.
Yes, you should be feeling good.
It's, you know, people are like, you're not bothered? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And it's not like I have money stashed on, sitting on. It's nothing like that, but I feel good.
Right. You know why? I think it gives you validation about who you really are.
Right.
You're not going to be a slave to the rhythm. That's not necessary.
Right.
And these other people are very unhappy. I can tell you countless stories of people who had lots of money, and they're unhappy because it wasn't the money in the first place. It's the freedom of what they had to do.
Yeah.
And finding
yeah.
joy and appreciation. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
And now you have an opportunity to create your life of what you want.
I know what I want. I know that I'm on a spiritual journey. I am
yes.
doing a lot of, you know, soul searching, trying to find my way. And it's slowly coming by. It is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You
I know it is.
So it's my thing is whatever the universe wants me to do, then it will happen.
You're open and receptive to ready to do it. What you have to
exactly.
do is pray about it. And when
exactly.
you pray about it, you're asking. And then when you meditate, that's God answering.
Yeah.
He answers
yeah.
in you. He'll give you a dream or an indication or an inkling or an urging or prompting to
yeah.
read a certain book or to do something, you know, and it will happen.
Exactly. 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 And I have one other question for you. I have to take a deep breath for this one. My youngest son, what are you picking up with that kid? I just have
give me his first name. His first name.
Gary, G-A-L-Y.
That's my middle name.
Really?
It is. Yeah, but it's spelled different from get. That is spelled G-A-R-R-I. I don't know what they were thinking
okay.
about. They
okay.
were on drugs.
Okay.
They were doing. But with Gary's energy, he's a very different person, being right now the youngest one and a very spiritual one. But you know what? As a crystal child, he's a person that feels he knows everything, has been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and directed the movie. So don't tell me, Mom, I know. It's impossible. You're just so young. How can you know? They're children, and they're hardwired for nothing else but fun, excitement, video games. I don't want to listen to you. And rebellion. You're like, oh, my God, who is this child? That can't be the same child that I gave birth to. But you know what? Right now, he's going through a lot of headstrong energy. How old is he now?
He's 24, and Dr. Ray.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's crazy, because right now, that rebellious stage is still like a little kid. You know? And so he's learning to do a lot of things that don't make sense in terms of decisions he's making for his life. But we can't judge those. Just say, you know what? He'll learn from the University of Hard Knocks. He'll learn the hard way. And maybe what I said to him will make sense. And you know what? It will. He's listening. Even though he's rebellious, he's listening. He'll even repeat certain things that you tell him. And you go, oh, my God, he was listening to me. I can't believe he heard me. He does. But you know what? They want to live their own way. And that's okay, too. You learn. And your mother loves you no matter what you go through. You're getting to another experience. You have to go through something to get to something. As you go through this, I'm with you all the way. But I'm trying to give you direction and clarity that you don't get hurt in the process. Even though you try, sometimes they don't want to listen, but they learn. And let him be. But always keep him in your prayers.
But you know what, Dr. Reggie? The kid is so bright, and I think that's what just breaks my heart. Because
mm-hmm.
he is so smart, and he's just making poor decisions.
That's what I said. The decisions are the problem. But you know what? It's his life and his
yeah.
journey. It's
yeah.
his path. And even though you see those things, like I said, let him go on. Keep him in your prayers.
Right. Okay.
He'll come back to you in tears saying, your mom must have been praying for me because I could have been killed. You never know what's going to happen. Love him in spite of his insanity right now. Love him anyway.
Okay.
That's the best you can do.
It's
and
hard.
Hold him.
It's
it is.
Hard.
But you know what? You know, it may be. But it's also very easy. You have a special
link. It is
link
easy, but
it's
also hard because it's like, why? You know what I mean? It's easy when you look at it from the mother instinct. But then you're like, oh, really? You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
It does make sense because you have a dichotomy here. From the mom instinct, you want him to make the right decisions as your child because you always gave birth to this. You gave him. But on the other hand, want him to be independent and free as a man to make his own decisions. But wait
right.
a minute, are you making the right ones?
Exactly.
That kind of thing. But let
there
him
go
through it. Let him be there, and it's going to be okay. I promise you that. Keep him in your prayers, burn a white candle, and pray for him all the time that the decision will be prompted by God.
Okay.
And they will be. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you. I really needed to hear that this morning. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. I bless you.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Area code 207. I'll go to heaven. 207.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
And guess who's another Aries?
Oh, my God, you're an Aries too, huh?
I'm an Aries born on the cusp of Pisces.
Oh, my God, first and last. Alpha and Omega. I'm Pisces.
Okay.
And what is your question?
I'm the dreamy ram.
Oh, my God. You have a special question?
Well, the way my life's going right now, I'm just wondering, there are a few people in my life, you know, male interests, one in particular who really is very into me, and I'm just kind of wondering where I'm going, what I'm doing here.
What's his name?
His name is Charlie.
Okay, let me look at what it says for Charlie here. Wow, you're Aries, and what's it, Mars? The planet
Mars.
Of war. Mars, the planet of war, urges you to go after what you desire. That means Charlie must be somebody very special.
Yeah.
And has a very special interest in you. And Charlie's energy is unique. It's very unique. With Charlie, it's almost unpredictable. You can tell his motives. His motives are always good, his motives. But a lot of things are unpredictable. And it could be very surprising. It's like, oh, my God, what are you telling me now? But you know what? Charlie has a good energy and frequency for your vibration. He's a good choice. And accept him where he is and love him where he is, because some things he does may not be on the right level. It seems to be erratic, but wait a minute, why did you do that? Why did you say that? But you know what? They always turn out good in the end. They do. They do.
Yeah,
he is
special.
His lesson. Huh?
He is special. I'm at that point where there was somebody that was in my life that hasn't come back yet that I expect might. And having had connection recently with my mother on the other side, she's still
right.
very much, she's very enamored with the first guy. She liked Charlie, but she was very enamored with the first guy.
But the first guy hasn't returned. If he hasn't, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me a lot. I mean, because I know that he's the kind of person that he rears his head for a bit and then disappears. We have a past life connection.
I know that, and I feel the past life connection for many, many years. But you know what? You don't want to break it as a karmic tie. But at the same time, you don't want it to linger because it will never end. It's coming in and out and in and out. That doesn't help your life to be complete.
No, it doesn't.
And it's the same cycle over and over again. And regardless of the karmic ties, you have to do something now to break the energy so that the connection, even though you can love him, you have to release him freely and lovingly. And it allows you to be free to be released from the pattern, and the pattern has to be broken. That you can love this new person and love yourself and love Charlie, because Charlie is an adventurer and will make some money very soon, lots of money, to do things what he wants with his life. And make both of you very happy and do things together. And Charlie is
because
always
I wasn't...
thinking about business plans and stuff. So he's very good.
Because I wouldn't have thought of him as coming into money. Myself, yes, because people have predicted that I'm going to make it as a writer besides my jewelry business taking off.
Right. But Charlie learns very quickly from certain things. And you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
The people who were just ordinary Joes who made millions of dollars by following the patterns of other successful people. So you never know where it's going to come from. But appreciate him for the person he is.
I really do. When he emails me, and today I haven't heard from him because he's gone away for the weekend to visit his son. When he emails me, he makes me feel good, the way he talks to
me.
Because
and that's
we met
important.
On a, we, yeah, we met on a certain site. He just saw my profile and decided that there was something about me that it just felt right to him. And he talks about pampering me and the idea that he knows that it's been predicted for me and I have to do this, get over all my crap, and go to Ireland.
Right.
He can't wait. He says he sleeps maybe 3 hours a night
because he's thinking about me all the time.
Aww.
He makes me feel good when I'm... Yeah, it
is.
It's beautiful. I appreciate him for the things he says to me.
Well, Charlie has my vote for president. Okay, very good.
Okay. President Bolger, away we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, baby.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Okay, so we are going to wrap up today. And enjoyed having you and visiting with us today. And as a reminder, you know, we're here Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, we teach. Right now, we're doing an in-depth study of the law of attraction and the teachings of Abraham Hicks. It's a powerful, powerful study. And I'm sorry we weren't able to get to all of you. You guys were a little slow coming in this morning. But we'll be back next week. Okay. We love you. Have a great, great weekend.